views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to your new Enlightenment Oasis, Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Your host, Misty Thompson, joins Dr. Pat and takes you through a journey towards enlightenment. This hit show will help you believe in yourself, knowing that what happens in your life is not happening to you, but rather for you. Gain tools to take this new way of thinking and apply it into your everyday life. By changing your mind, you will change your life. Now settle into where you are because you are in a safe place to learn.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yep. Blank Enlightenment Radio with me, Dr. Pat, but this is Misty Thompson Show, and we are kicking it off. Connection to my spirit team, part three, connecting to your higher source. Why is this important today? You're going to hear about it. We're going to recap what we did last month. And I just want to tell everybody, whether you're watching us on Facebook Live, this is going to be about readings for all of you, because this is how we get into the flow of it. This is the third installment about connecting with our spirit team. 1-800-930-2819, whether it's archangels, whether it's higher source, this show is for all of you, a special message, a way to go. Misty, before we do that, I want to take a minute and I want to talk about you and your journey, because I know we're going to recap, but part of the recap I'd like to do is about the Happy Thoughts Playbook, as well as who you have become and why you have become that. When we were back East, right, we had a copy of your book. And we always like to share things. And I think one of the things that happened is I left it on a table. I don't actually know. But Linda's brother's mother-in-law, I walk in and she's finishing your book. And she's a woman of very few words. And she's finishing the book. And she shuts the book and she looks at me and she says, I really like this story.
That's so nice.
So sweet. And I think we need to talk a bit about you.
Oh.
the angels is telling me, they're saying, we need to tell folks who Misty is. So let's recap about this.
Sure.
But let's recap about your gifts, your talents, what you're opening our listeners to today. Because what you do, others cannot do without a little bit more knowledge. And more importantly, this time of year, we all are saying, we love this, Misty.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, you know, my journey started back in 1993 is when it was opening up for me. I realized that with my sister being missing for 55 days during that time, she was coming to me and I didn't understand what was going on. That opened up a whole new world for me. At the time, I didn't really understand it. I didn't accept it. It scared me. But I just went with it. And, you know, I documented all the feelings and the strange things that were just coming to me, whether it was feelings, I had feelings like physical feelings, I had physical markings, I had conversations in my mind. And so I documented it all. And then I just kind of put it away and just went on with my life, basically. And then it wasn't until about 5 years before I retired from the federal prison that I began to realize that, oh my gosh, I think I have this gift, because it started coming back. And again, it was scary, but I just started to learn more about it. And since the internet's available back, you know, in like 2010, whereas back in 1993, there was nothing, you know.
No, there was hardly no internet when I started this in 03, right?
Right.
Al Gore just invented it.
Exactly. So I was beginning to kind of get into podcasts and learning, and I learned a lot from Doreen Virtue, and I learned a lot from John Holland and Sonny Don Johnston. And I just learned a lot, and I started realizing that a lot of people, when they go through traumatic events, whether it happens to them or around them or associated with them, it opens up your gifts. And that's what happened with me. And as I reflected back further, when I was younger, I realized I was empathic. And it made so much sense, because when I was younger, I would just feel sad and I wouldn't know why. When somebody in my class might have had a bad day or whatever, and I was picking up on their feelings. So it all just started making sense to me. And when I retired, I wrote the book about my sister, the book you're referring to. And as a result, it opened up even more. And I was really guided that I needed to do this for a living. I was retired, so I needed to do this for a living. And so I'm just following where the opportunities are, and it comes from my spirit team. My spirit team provides me opportunities. And as a result, because I have free will, I can choose if I'm going to step into those opportunities or just ignore them. And I chose to step into them. And here I am.
Yeah. And today, let's tell everybody why we're talking about, you know, the third installment mm-hmm. about connecting with Spirit Team, and why this is a live call-in show for our listeners.
Yeah. Well, you know, part three, I just said the higher source. And I believe that to be the God of your understanding, the creator. I refer to it as God. Other people might, you know, would, however they refer to it, is perfectly perfect for them. And that's good. And so I connect with that. And as a result, I realize that that higher source is not only God, but it's me, because I am a part of that higher source. That higher source created me. That higher source lives in me. And even though I have the human aspect, when you peel back all those human layers, the core is that human. But the higher source, God, is living through me. So I refer to that when I do meditation. I get a lot of my connection from that higher power, from that higher source. It's when I quiet the mind and I quiet the analytical part of me and I listen to that higher source. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel doing these calls are very important. We need to, you know, I not only do I want to help people, I want them to learn to connect with their own higher source and trust it and believe it. So that's what I'm here to do.
Mm. So it's not just this time of year, but I think that for many of us, when I think about how we navigate through life, what I'm really struck by, Misty, is that, you know, I mean, there's the old expression, foxhole prayers, meaning that your life is completely coming apart and there you are, and there's not a whole lot that you think you could do about it. Mm-hmm. And right. So one of the things that, you know, I'm really struck by is the fact now today in my life that I do not have to wait for those. Tell us about this conversation that we can have about calling in help.
Right. You know, it's, people do it all the time. I just don't think they realize it. When you pray, that's connecting with the higher source. That is asking for guidance. It's also very important that we not only pray or meditate or reflect on that in our time of need, but also just for gratitude. Because when we show gratitude, that's when more can come to us. So, you know, a lot of times, and it happens, you know, for me, when I see my clients, a lot of times my clients will call me and I know there's a problem, because the only time they call me is when there's a problem. Whereas if they would just, you know, kind of call or, you know, get some guidance when there's not just a problem, maybe they can avoid some of the pitfalls that they're going through, you know, just, whether it's praying, whether it's seeking guidance from, like myself, a spiritual life coach or a life coach or a friend, whatever, counselor, you know, show gratitude and, you know, open up to that guidance even before you need the help, before something, you know, in your life is kind of tragic or you're having a difficult time with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So today what we have is talking about what your spirit team is from last month's show.
Right.
But now we're introducing the conversation to a higher source. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, you know, not only what that higher source is, but the higher source energy. Phone lines are open, 1-800-930-2819. Now, tell us about what these readings are about for those folks that may have missed last month's call.
Oh, okay. Right. So the readings, and I know I took some calls last time, but the readings are just to, I like to do the readings to connect with my spirit team who connects with the caller or my client's spirit team. And it's just to provide validation most of the time. Most of the time when I take the callers or my clients, they know deep down what needs to be done or where they need to go or the guidance they need. It's just, do they trust it? And so this is where a lot of times I just validate what they already know. And again, it's just me connecting with my angels, my loved ones who have passed, not just the guardian angels, my guardian angels, but my just the archangels. All of those provide guidance to me. And I just kind of sit back and listen. And, you know, I have that connection to not just the angels, but also to, like I said, my higher source, that higher power God, which is part of me, is my intuition. So.
Mm. We're going to take a short break. One of the things also, Misty, I want to make sure folks know how they can contact you directly. And for those of you that are calling into the show for readings today, we have two copies of Happy Thoughts Playbook. Mm-hmm. And the way that we're going to do this is we're simply, for those of you that call in first for a reading, we will give you a copy of the book, second person, a copy of the book. That's the way we're going to keep it simple here on the show today. Misty, what is the best way for people to get a hold of you, to find out about you, to say hi to you, all of the above?
Yeah, all of that, yeah. Of course, go to my website, mistymthompson.com. You can go to my contact page, do that. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com, of course, Mystified Enlightenment. Yeah, I mean, I'm on Twitter, Misty M-E-M-C, and then also on Instagram too.
Awesome. We're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, we are going to look at what does this mean to have this chit-chat with our higher source. And what if it's not about us? Sometimes we think, wow, it's all about me. What if it's not? Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit purelyyouhealing.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Introduction to the higher source. You know, we're going to talk about what the different names of our higher source is. And Misty Thompson is the one that knows a lot about this. We have opened up the phone lines for readings, readings of all kinds, whether it's something you're grieving in your life, whether you want a message from an archangel, whatever that is. This is this, for whatever reason, the time of year she and I were talking about this, mm-hmm. where we just experienced this enormous, at least for us here, Misty, this enormous creative energy, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And so what is it about our lives this time of year and our higher source, right?
Right. Well, you know, I believe that it comes down to, of course, the season, you know, Christmas, the, you know, celebrating the birth of Jesus. You know, I feel like that kind of brings us back to, especially, you know, as we get older, and we were talking about the buying time of the year, and it is, but it's so much more than that. And, you know, I see signs everywhere, you know, Jesus is the reason of the season and that kind of thing. And it is, but it's not just the birth of Jesus, which is important. It's just recognizing the Creator. You know, Jesus was God's Son, and we feel close. We, you know, we're celebrating His birthday, so we have that closeness, that connection to Him at this time of the year. And it's really important for us to remember that instead of all of the materialistic side of things. And, you know, I used to be told that as a kid, but I never understood it. Of course, as you get older, you begin to understand that. And, you know, when you step into that and live that way more fully, you will become, you know, more joyful, or you will have those more, you will have more joyful moments. You know, and we were talking too about how it's just different type of joy. And I believe that to be true too, because we have that warm, fuzzy feeling. Whereas, if we could just carry that throughout the year and remember that, that is what is stepping into your spirituality is, not just at this time of the season, but carrying it through the next year. Also with that, I think it's because it's the end of the year. Of course, we can reflect back on some of the things we've done good, some of the things that weren't so good. And yeah, we're able to bring that in and be creative. We bring in our spiritual side. We bring in the fact that it's the end of the year and we're ready for the new adventure of the next year. And so bringing that all in can help us as well. So I think all of that brings it together for sure.
Well, one of the things I want to say is, let's talk about the readings and let's mm-hmm. talk about sure. how we connect to higher source.
Yeah.
So I want to use an example if we could, if you don't mind.
Sure.
One of the things that I'm struck by is mm-hmm. that sometimes we forget, or we don't know, or we get caught up in, I'm not worthy enough to ask for what I want.
Right.
Or, you know, this thing seems like just doesn't seem like enough. I don't mm-hmm. want to bother my higher source yes. with this. And what I have found, especially since, you know, I got hit with some really heavy blows early on in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember, you know, thinking, oh my gosh, I just been thrown out of my house. I have a little bit of money, certainly not enough to be out on my own. Mm-hmm. I had this modest, meager little, 17 years old, that kind of job, right?
Right.
You know, I tried to work 3 different jobs and had applied for a job in the phone company, but now I'm thrown out of my house. And this is before the day where they text you. You're not
right.
Like, you're,
yeah.
Like you text them your resume and they text you your yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is like old school. You got to dial that old phone and pick it up. And, you know, I remember being in that place and having a mixed feeling. I had this feeling of thrill that I got out from under a situation that didn't feel good to me as a 17-year-old.
Right.
But then I had the other feeling where I'm looking like I don't even have a bank account and I'm looking and I'm starting to look for money on the ground.
Right.
So right then, that prayer was, please help me find some quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like, it's like, yeah, I know there are a lot of pennies down here and I'm doing really good picking up the pennies, but I really need some quarters. Now, this was all before I figured out that I could go someplace like Port Authority and get into New York. So I needed the money to get to a place where I remember people that are in Port Authority and they, can you give me a dollar so I can get home? That thing, right?
Right.
And people were making like a lot of money doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So my prayers were so in the moment. Sometimes we don't realize that our higher source is listening to us regardless. Tell us about that energy
definitely.
And what we can do with that.
Right. Well, that's exactly true. We don't even have to sit and just say, angels, I need help or whatever. Just like you were saying, you know, man, I really need this or I really need that. I believe that the angels are listening to us. We do have free will, so we do need to, we do have to ask for help or ask, but it doesn't mean you have to ask directly, angels, I need your help. It's just, I need some help. That is asking for help. That's giving permission, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, the thing that is different from you and other people than other people, I would imagine, is sometimes people say, hey, I need help, but they're not willing to look. At least you were out there looking for money or whatever it was, you know? So my thing is you have to do your part. You have to go through the motions and you have to do some of the work. It's not like you're just going to sit there and it's going to be handed to you. That's not how it works. You know, you can ask for help, but you need to do your part and you need to show the initiative. By you doing that, that shows the universe that this is, you truly do want it and you're willing to do what you need to do to get it. And so therefore, opportunities will show up.
Now, I was willing to do it. Yeah. I just wanted a raise.
I just wanted
a bump up from a penny and a nickel to like a quarter, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I was willing to go do it. But the other thing I would like you to talk with it to as well, and I know we talked to this previously.
Yeah.
Somehow I got some guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I wasn't just asking, hey man, let me find some quarters and send me pennies. I was really asking, maybe not verbally, but at some level, I need to know what my next step is going to be.
Right, of course.
We don't ask for that guidance.
We don't. A lot of people don't. And it was like what you said earlier. A lot of people don't feel like they're worthy or that's just a small problem. There's bigger problems in the world. And, you know, that's kind of dumb for me to ask for something so minute or whatever. And that's not true at all. Anything and everything the angels can help us with. I use the example when my clients are kind of testing the waters out, they're not quite sure. I tell them, ask the angels to give you a front row parking spot at the grocery store. And I think we've talked about this before. So it's asking for anything. And because you are here on earth, you are deserving of it. End of story. There's no ifs, there's no buts, nothing. You're here on earth, you are deserving and worthy to receive any kind of help that you may need from our higher source, our spirit team.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Let's go to the phones. I know we got somebody here that has been listening to this and wants to get some insight. We are taking callers. We have opened up the phone lines for readings. 1-800-930-2819. Mr. Benny, bring it on.
I'll take Linda from Seattle. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good.
Awesome.
I've got, well, probably 1,000 questions, but to start, the spirit team, when I looked at that,
yes.
I was thinking that this was my, well, and maybe they are my angels, but my mm-hmm. angels and, I mean, I've heard this before. So then, I never connected it to people that have passed in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is interesting to me.
Okay.
That they're, but I don't know that they're there. So I was never, I just kept saying, ask the angels for something. Even if,
right.
if it was silly. I mean, I don't, but I never thought it was them. Is that where I get the spirit team from for my angels? Or is that,
mm-hmm.
are they
yeah.
picked to go, to go do
right.
something? I mean, I don't
right. Yeah, right. Okay, no, that's a perfect question, and I love that question. What it is the spirit team is your angels, so your guardian angels, because we all have guardian angels. But it's also, it was described to me, and it made perfect sense. As many stars as there are in the sky, that's how many just angels are there, just waiting to be used to help us. So it's not just your guardian angels, it's archangels. It is just angels that are here. Their job, their purpose is to help us. They are that connection to the higher source. So they are a direct connection and they are here to help us on our path. Does that clear it up just a little bit for you or does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. But when you say it's mm-hmm. your loved ones who've passed
yeah,
away, how do I know that?
That they're with
I
you?
I hate to say this, but that they're paying attention.
Oh, there you go.
And
that's a good
and that my loved ones that have and I'm thinking of my mother and my father and my mm-hmm. my grandparents, and particularly my mother because there have been some weird things that have happened and I thought somebody had told me it was my mother trying to get my mm-hmm. attention because I wasn't
yep.
paying attention to her,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of bizarre, but. So I just kind of thought, okay, if she wants my attention or is trying to tell me something, she's going to do something, again, that's a little out of the ordinary. And none of that is happening. So I'm not sure.
Right.
I guess I don't feel like there's somebody there or
right.
that I, do you know what I mean? I'm not getting
oh,
a message.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
totally get
so Misty, it. Misty, can you tell if somebody's there? That's what you do.
That's what I do. So I totally trust and believe just in general without doing an actual reading right at the second that there our loved ones are always with us. They are,
mm-hmm.
You know, we don't always pick up on it because we're human and we have, you know, we're our analytical brains going and we're doing our daily lives and we're doing this and that. And it is difficult. It's very difficult for us to pick up on that all the time. So, it's just a matter of you being more open and realizing, you know, that they are with you, whether you are actually picking up on it or not, trust it and believe it and know 100% that yes, they are with you without a doubt. Now, for me, if I could do a reading, are you comfortable with me doing a quick little reading for you?
Absolutely. I'm open
Yay.
To it.
Awesome.
Yay.
Okay. That's I love doing readings. This is awesome. Okay. Okay. I do feel that your mother is there. However, there's something with a father figure. So you did say your father passed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like your father is coming through because I feel like he's the one who needs to be giving you, connecting with you right here, right now, I guess. I feel like your mother is definitely with you, but you don't need to know about your mother because that connection was definitely your mother at that time. So I see your father standing there and I see your mother right behind him. So, now, I see them together. However, I feel like in the physical world, I don't know if they were divorced or if they were just distant when they were married. Can you tell me which one that
was? No, they weren't divorced.
They weren't? Okay.
No.
Okay, that's fine. So I just feel like that there's a distance between them. So I don't know if it's an emotional distance, a physical distance. So I don't know if when you were growing up, because I feel like when they were together, your dad was doing his thing. Your mom was doing her thing. They came together as a family, but I don't feel like they were very close-knit. Does that make sense to you? Or does that totally not make sense at all? Please do not make it fit if it doesn't fit.
Well, the appearance was not, the appearance was not that they weren't together.
Right.
Because they did everything together. But there was an emotional, and it's interesting because there was an emotional thing that when there was something going on in the family, you didn't tell my mother until you talked to my father.
Absolutely.
Because my mother used to get excited and my father was the calm one.
Right.
And
right.
actually,
makes sense, yeah.
right now, there is something going on with our family and a medical situation.
Okay.
And it makes sense that my father would be here and not my mother because my mother would not be able to handle it.
Ah, perfect then. Okay. So that would make sense, that emotional distance. Okay.
Yeah.
So, So I do feel like your mom and dad did see things differently, obviously, and you did validate that. So, yeah, there was like that a distance, that emotional distance with your parents. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I do see your mom standing behind your dad, but I feel like your dad is the one who kind of, like you said, has to block. He's like the one, like you said, you talk to. Now, I do feel like your family growing up was traditional. So I do feel like, you know, your mom, if she worked, it was later when the kids were grown or part-time. But I feel like for the most part, she was a stay-at-home mom. Does that
make sense? Yes, she was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a more traditional family. And your dad worked.
Yep.
Came home. Your mom did the, that's how I'm seeing it. I kind of see it like it's a Leave It to Beaver kind of thing. You know, you're maybe not that formal, but you know, your mom stayed home. She cooked and cleaned and took care of the kids and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, So yeah, your dad is definitely standing forward first. And I feel like in the physical world, I feel like he wasn't really good at communicating his feelings towards you. Now, do you have a brother?
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know if your brother is, I feel like he's older. So that means he's either actually physically older or he could be a younger brother, but he took the place and protected you like he was the older brother. Does any of those make sense?
My brother is younger.
Did he take the role of an older brother? Like he acted as though he would protect you when needed and all that?
No.
Or no. Okay, that's okay.
No, I was the boss.
Okay, I love it. I love it. Okay.
Sounds like you're still the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. But physically, you said something about physically. Physically, right now.
Yeah.
He's the one that's in trouble right now,
and
so his physical is a lot less than mine, where it should be.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. With your brother, so you said because for some reason, that's why I had to bring up your brother, because I feel like your father is trying to talk about your brother. So I feel like he is more with your brother right now, which I guess that would make sense based on what you were saying. But I do feel like, your dad kind of takes responsibility, for your brother. I don't know if that makes sense to you. And I don't know if it's because maybe he wasn't the father he thought he should have been. And maybe that's why your brother has, I don't know if it's contributing to his issues now, but just in general, I feel like your dad does not feel he was there for your brother to teach him how a man should be. Does that make sense at all?
My father was a very busy man, so we didn't, but he was always home on weekends, and I mean, he was always home at night and all that kind of stuff. So it wasn't like he was, but he did not talk about his feelings. It was too hard for him to talk about them because he'd get emotional.
Okay. Yeah.
So he was a very emotional person. Very emotional.
Gotcha. Okay. So that would make sense that he didn't really connect with your brother on a man-to-man level. Okay. So I feel like he's kind of taking some responsibility for your brother. And would it make sense that it would be contributing to what he's going through now? I don't feel like there's a connection there, but I don't know.
No, there isn't. No, it's not.
Yeah, I didn't feel like there was, but I wanted to make sure. I don't feel like there's a connection there. But your dad is definitely with him now, and he's trying his best to provide opportunities and help for your brother. The thing is your brother is not accepting it. So, you know, down the road, we get opportunities, and it may not be connected directly from your father, but there are opportunities or ways for your brother to get help that are coming to him, but he's just not taking that. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense, because it's exactly what he's doing.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's not accepting. And those
he's a man.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So he doesn't want to listen.
That's fine. Well.
That was mean.
I would agree with
easy,
that.
So easy there, Lynn. Yeah, I mean,
oh, sorry, Benny.
Come on, some of us have ears.
Oh, that's so funny.
Just
but I feel like your dad is stepping up, and now he's working to help your brother, and he's bringing those opportunities to your brother. So I know your dad keeps bringing them, and he's not giving up on your brother, though. He's going to keep on providing opportunities, going to give him, some people call them coincidences, some people call them, you know, serendipity, whatever it is. But some of the opportunities are going to be make perfect sense, and some of them are just going to be out of the blue. And those are all coming from your dad.
Great.
Yeah, so I feel like you need to be that support system for your brother, because I don't feel like, no offense, but I don't feel like you're there for him as much as you should be or could be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't think your brother's going to ask for your help, but I feel like, and I don't know, I mean, as you get older, you know, we sometimes get distant from our brother, our siblings, our brothers and sisters. But I do feel like, and so I feel like there's a little bit of a distance between the two of you. Again, could be distance, it could be emotional, but I feel like you do need to reach out to your brother and be that support system. I feel like you kind of have to force it on him a little bit, but you're going to be kind of your dad's, you're going to speak on behalf of your dad to your brother. And I feel like, do you have dreams about your mother and your dad, you know, either one, your mother or your father or both?
Do I have what about them?
Dreams? Have you had dreams about them?
No.
No? Okay. Don't be surprised if you have a dream within the next, I feel like, week or so. Those dreams are going to be real, and I feel like it's going to be primarily from your father, and he is going to be the one who kind of gives you some guidance. So the same way I'm talking to you about your brother, opportunities being presented to him, I feel like opportunities are being presented to you on your life too, and I feel like you are, based on fear or not knowing, or I'm not sure. I feel like based on that, you're not quite sure if you're going to follow these opportunities. So does that make sense to you? Because I feel like there's something with a job or career that you're, I don't know. I feel, well, let me just tell you, I feel like you've been with a company for a while. I feel like you're getting some opportunities for a fresh start from another, I don't know if it's another company or if it's another department of the same company. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that it would be a great opportunity for you, but you're kind of settled where you're at now and you're comfortable where you're at now. But I feel like you need to take that leap. Does that make sense to you?
I have to think about that.
That's okay. And please don't make it fit. If it doesn't make sense now, I feel like it will. And awesome. I feel like with that, 3 to 6 months.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you, Linda.
And something you said about my brother and us not connecting,
mm-hmm.
I've been doing exactly what you said I should be doing. And
okay, good.
Or pushing myself on him more than
yes.
I do.
Okay.
But I got tired and mm-hmm. felt like I was beating a dead horse. That's why I said it's a man thing. Sorry, Benny. But and so I've backed off. And
that's and fine temporarily, but I feel like you still need to you need to help him. I think that's just his being a little stubborn and prideful, not thinking he needs help, and it's okay for everyone to get help. But I do feel that you need to keep on him, but maybe think of another approach. And I feel like that is what your father's going to help you mm-hmm. with. You're going to have dreams about that. He's going to help you and guide you on how you can help your brother.
Awesome.
I feel like
and
have
that's really it. Interesting because I'm more like my mother. And my father, like I said, he's very calm. He never got excited about anything, and
right.
he just took things in stride and worked through them with everybody. And mm-hmm. And I'm more like my mother. Just mm-hmm. say what's on your mind,
right?
And
yeah.
That it's making perfect sense.
Yes,
I have
good.
To be
I'm so
gentle
happy about
with
that.
My brother.
And thank you so much, Linda,
thank
for
you,
calling.
Linda.
And please make sure you give your address so I can mail you the book.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
Benny, let's go to the next caller, and I think we'll just skip the next break. Let's
Sounds
go
good.
To Katie.
Yeah, we'll take Katie from Northern Idaho. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Good morning,
Hi,
guys. Good morning.
How are you?
How are you guys? Awesome.
Doing well. So
good.
What was your question?
Yeah, how can
Comment.
We help
well,
you?
Yes,
I am kind of switching directions with my business. I've been in the health and wellness industry for about 10 years, and I'm just taking a little different approach in 2019, and it's a little scary to put myself out there and talk about some of these topics and kind of build a new audience. I work with moms, and so just bringing more awareness and support to moms regarding just health and wellness, you know, kind of getting the toxins out of the house and just, you know, supporting the kids as well by supporting
sure.
the women, the moms. And so,
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big change for me a little bit to really fully step into this. And so I was just wondering if my angels mm-hmm. Had any messages for me or any way that I could maybe connect better with them because I don't take full advantage of consciously connecting with them,
right.
which I should probably.
Right. Well, you know, I have my angel cards. And so since you asked for angel, I'm going to pick a card for you.
Okay.
So first, while I'm kind of shuffling the cards a little bit, I do need to tell you that for you to be more aware, to be more conscious with that, it takes practice. Be patient
okay.
with yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. When you are hard
okay.
on yourself, you block it. And when you block it, obviously nothing comes through. So
mm-hmm.
As a result, just be kind to yourself. You can do it
mm-hmm.
first thing in the morning if you just sit quietly. Some people
mm-hmm.
just drink a cup of coffee, you know, and they're just thinking before their day starts. Or some people right before bed, they kind of just lay there and kind of think about the things and the happen through the day, whatever it is. Just, you know, be open and trust anything that comes through while you're dreaming or daydreaming. You know, sometimes you daydream and you
mm-hmm.
get these thoughts and ideas. That is how they can connect with you. And I feel like for you, daydreaming would be a good thing to do. Okay. You know, obviously not in the middle while you're driving or anything like that, but you know, beginning in the morning or at the end of the day would be a perfect time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to draw one card. And interesting, and the card is notice the signs. And it says, yes, the signs you've been receiving are heaven sent. We drop feathers, coins, and other signs upon your path to remind you that you are loved and never alone. So some of the signs that, like it says on the card, angels send feathers. They send little feathers. Loved ones send coins. But there's mm-hmm. other signs. And I feel for you, how I said about it first thing in the morning, drinking a cup of coffee. Do you do that in the first thing in the morning? Like, do you just sit quietly?
I'm trying to get up mm-hmm. earlier. I have a young baby. So I'm just kind of transitioning into getting more time to myself.
Right.
You know, with sleep schedules and stuff. So my main intention moving forward, you know, in the next month or so is really getting up earlier and having that alone time before the kids suck all your energy out.
I totally understand. I get it.
You know how that goes, right?
Yeah, I definitely know how that goes. And I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. And, you know, sometimes 15 minutes of sleep, 15 minutes of extra sleep would be wonderful. But I do feel like it would be beneficial for you, even 15 minutes, you know, 30 minutes, whatever you can take, get it. And during that time, mm-hmm. just sit. And if you have to set a timer, so because you're afraid you're going to miss out on waking the kids up or whatever it is, mm-hmm. Just set a little timer on your phone and just zone out. And just that's a form of meditation. Just zone out.
Yes.
And then when you're done, you know, if you don't get anything right away, it's okay. Just keep doing it. Just take little steps.
Okay.
Keep doing it. You'll start receiving more signs. You really will. I do feel like you have been getting signs, and I'm trying to pick up on those. You know, I do feel like you do find some coins here and there, just randomly on the counters or whatever, and you're like, mm-hmm. I'm not sure how that got there. So that's definitely a sign from your loved ones who have passed. I'm asking right now, okay, for the angels, I'm hearing from Archangel Shamuel, which is interesting because that's who I was connecting with this morning. But I do feel like there is something with Shamuel. Now, Shamuel, he resonates with the color pink. So I am actually seeing pink carnations or pink roses. Does that mean anything mm-hmm. to you at all?
It doesn't necessarily mean anything, but
Okay. So definitely when you see pink roses or pink carnations, and I don't want you to actually look for them, but I know sometimes when you're at the store, you know, when you're at Walmart, you might see a shirt with some roses on it. I feel like you're going to be walking in a store and you're going to happen to look, you're going to see roses. That's going to be your connection to Archangel Shamuel, but to the angels in general. Wow. Now, Archangel Shamuel also is unconditional love. So I feel like you give a lot of unconditional love out to the kids, all that, but you need to show some unconditional love to yourself. It just goes back to what I was saying earlier about being worthy and deserving, because you are deserving mm-hmm. of unconditional love. You are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you sell yourself short. Does mm-hmm. that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So show yourself some love, whether it's getting up 15 minutes early, journaling, you know, writing your feelings, you know, writing some good things about you. What are some of the good things about you? And, you know, take ownership of it. And mm-hmm. it's okay to show yourself unconditional love and to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we could all use a big dose of that.
Absolutely. For
sure.
Yeah. I mean, hearing is you're going 24/7.
Yeah.
And, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, the idea of not taking, Linda and I were just talking about this, the idea of not taking time for a mm-hmm. cup of coffee in the morning, especially if you have a little teeny baby,
mm-hmm.
That little cup of coffee or that moment of quiet that will come back to you tenfold sometime during the day, right? And so, you know, that's really so important for each of us to really be mindful of. I know you got a great life and you're doing a lot of things, and and we know that how busy all of us are, to the fact that we don't even feel like we deserve a cup of coffee in the morning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing so much for these moms, you know, trying, you know, doing your thing that you're working towards. And I know it's scary for you, but I'm glad you're following with your passion and your path. And you know what? It is scary. When I, you know, doing these radio shows for me is kind of scary, you know what I mean? But once I jump in it, it's so much fun and I really enjoy it. And I think the more you do it, obviously, you know, the more you do something, the more comfortable you will be. And you're going to help. You've already helped so many people and you're going to help so many more people. Yeah. So it is a great feeling.
Yeah.
It really is. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah. And please don't hang up. If you stay on, Benny's going to get your information. Okay. So we can send you the book.
Yes.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Misty, the hour has gone by.
I know. It's so crazy.
But I think it's really important because, you know, this time of year, I know I find the need to reach out more. How can people work with you directly? Mm-hmm. Can you give out some information here?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I do online one-on-one individual sessions. So just because I'm in a little tiny town in southeastern Arizona, I can still connect through Zoom, or we can do phone readings.
Yeah.
So I love connecting with people. So I would be happy to work with people. Yeah, that would be the best way, you know. Good. If they're in the Arizona area, I do make my way to Phoenix and Tucson. We could do, you know, personal, you know, in-person, face-to-face readings that way. So, I would love to.
I love this because we're so all connected now. You know, once upon a time, we couldn't do a show like this in this way. And now, you know, technology is providing a way for all of us to be connected and stay connected. And, you know, I really think that what we're talking about here today and connecting with our highest source energy is really what's being called forth. I mean, to come from that place of peace and love is so very important to all of us. And I want to thank you for that work and what you do. And what a great show today.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
How can people get copies of your books as well? And what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Yeah. Well, people can get my books through my website, mistymthompson.com, or Amazon. You know, you can follow me on Amazon. And I have another book coming up. Will be, I think in March is what we're looking at. My new book will be coming out. So any of those. And I just want to let everybody know that I hope everyone has a great Christmas, a very Merry Christmas. And, you know, just enjoy your loved ones and realize that you are deserving and worthy of unconditional love. And I want to say I'm going to be here on the 31st. Filling in for you, Pat. So I would love for people to tune in then.
I'm going to be tuning in. I may not be on air, but it's like you said, I'm going to take a little time at the most creative time of the year for me and really lean into this amazing energy, this life source energy, and really ask the angels for guidance, direction, and all of the above. Misty, thank you for everything.
And thank you, guys,
you for sitting in for me.
Yeah, of course.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a short break. We're not done. Another hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Misty joins Dr. Pat and teaches exactly how your life is working for you on your path to enlightenment. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit MistyMThompson.com.